We're now on Daf Sanhedrin, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tes, Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Apikores. The Mishnah says that the certain people don't have a portion of the world to come, and one of them is an Apikores. The Rambam says that Apikores comes from the Aramaic word, and it's a language of Hakala v'zilzu batorah v'chachmim ha-Torah. It's someone who mizalzel, someone who denigrates the Torah or the sages of the Torah. That's why we refer to someone who doesn't believe in the principle of the Torah, disgraces the Talmud Chacham, as we'll see, as an apikores. The Aruch says that it's actually comes from the Greek philosopher Epicurus, and someone the Epicurus is someone who believed in living life without God. So Apikores, someone who emulates this Greek philosopher Epicurus. The Adramah says that apikores comes from the word hefker, that you're mafker yourself, you make yourself like ownerless or worthless to commit Isurim. So Rabbi Chanina, Amri Tarvai, Rabbi Chanina both say that Zem Vaza Talmud Chacham. They say Apikores is someone who disgraces the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amri, Zem Vaza Chaver, Rabbi Fnei Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this is someone who disgraces someone in front of a Talmud Chacham. Bishlam Adaman Damar, Hamavaza Chaver, Rabbi Fnei Talmud Chacham, Apikores Chaver. I understand, according to the one who says that one who disgraces his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, he's called an apikores, then he'll hold Mevazet Talmud Chacham Atzmo. If someone is disgraced at Talmud Chacham, it's much more severe. That's Megala Panim Bator Shlo Kalacha. Then he's called someone who is Megala Panim Bator Shlo Kalacha, someone who acts brazenly with respect to the Torah against the Halacha. Elamad Da'amim Mevazet Talmud Chacham Atzmo Apikores Hebe. So, but if you say it's someone who disgraces the Talmud Chacham is called an apikores, Megalan Panim Bator Kigodmai. So who is someone who's even more severe than Apikores, who's brazen when it comes to Torah. So that could go Menashe ben Chizkiah. This refers to Menashe ben Chizkiah, who would mock the psukim, different psukim of the Torah, as we will see in a few minutes. Ve'ika demasi la seifa. And some want to learn that this machlokes, this debate, actually revolves around the second part of the Braisa, which says that Megala Pani Batora, Rav Rav Chist, Rav Chanina, Amri Zem Vazat Chavav Chacham, that Megala Pani Batora, someone, according to Rav Rav Chanina, who say this is someone who disgraces the Talmud Chacham, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Levi, Amri Yochanan, Rav Shimon Levi say this is Zem Vazat Chavir with the Talmud Chacham. This is someone who disgraces a friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara says, Bishlam, Vandam, Vazat Talmud Chacham, Atzma, Megala Pani Batora, have a, all is well, that it makes sense that someone who says that one who disgraces the Talmud Chacham is considered Megala Panim Batorah, then Mevazeh Chaver of the Talmud Chacham, Apikores Hebe. Someone who only disgraces his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, which is less severe, then he's an Apikores. Elamad Damar, Mevazeh Chaver of the Talmud Chacham, Megala Panim Batorah Hebe, Apikores could go by. But if you hold, then if you disgrace your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, then you're considered Megala Panim Batorah, which is very severe. What is an Apikores? So Amarav Yosef Kigon Hani Damri Mayahanu Lam Rabbanan Lididhu Karu Lididhu Tani. It's when someone says, "What purpose is there that we have for Talmid Chachamim?" They only learn from themselves, and they only teach. They only read for themselves. They only teach for themselves. So the Amar Le'Abaye Abaye said back to Yosef, "Hi Megal Panim Batar Namihu." This is also someone who's Megala Panim Torah, who denies the Torah. Why? Dechsivim lo brisi yom v'alayla chuko shemayim v'aretz lo shesamti. That if not for my covenant of learning Torah day and night, meaning through the Talmid Chacham who learned Torah day and night, then the world would not be in existence. So if you mock Talmid Chacham, you're rejecting Torah. That's also Megala Panim Torah. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mihacha nami shema mina. Also, in this pasuk, we see that others benefit from in the merit of Talmidei Chachamim, because Hashem avinasasi lechol hamakom b'avuram. Hashem says to Avram that if he finds tzaddikim in the city, then he's going to spare the city. So, an apikores, you can't say an apikores is someone who says that Talmidei Chachamim don't benefit others. If you say that, you're magala panim b'Torah. Because the world depends, because you're actually rejecting, that's more severe, but that's the same thing, that you're mevaza tamidei chachamim through that. Ela kagon deyosef kami rabbe v'nafalei shmaita beduchte achrisei v'amar hachi amrinan hasa v'lomar hachi amarmar. So the case, what's an apikoros? What's less than megala panim torah? You're sitting in front of your rebbe and you need to mention a sugya, a topic that's found in another place, and you say, well, this is what we said in this other place, in this other sugya, but you didn't say that this is what the master said. This is not what my Rebbe said. So if you don't say that, you said it's the name of your Rebbe, so you are disrespecting your Rebbe, and this is what an apikoros is. Rava Amar, Rava says, Kigon Hani Debei Ben Yom Asya. This is like those people who were found in the house of Binyamin the doctor. I mean, they said, "My ahani lan rabbanon, what benefit do the rabbanon have for us? May olam lo shamru lan orva." They never permitted a raven for us to eat, and below asru lan yona, and they never forbade a dove, meaning that we don't need their learning. We know everything's explicit in the Torah. They don't benefit us at all. So the Gemara is going to bring a story with respect to this. Rava ki avamase treifasa debei binyamin kame. Rava, when he would bring an animal that was a treifa to the house of, when they bring a treifa, an animal that was a treifa, there was a question that seemed to be a treifa. Ki avachase beitam alater, when he found a reason to permit it. Amar lahu tachse de kashrina lecha orva. You see, I'm permitting a raven for you. You think it's treif, but you see, I'm valuable because I'm telling you that it's permitted. Then, ki havachazi le taima li sura. If you would find a reason to say it's forbidden, Amar lahu would say to them, techsu de kasarna lachuyona. You see, I'm forbidding to you a kosher bird, meaning you need me. There's value to me learning the Torah because not everything is so clear and explicit in the Torah. Rapapa says, kigon. Da'amar hani rabbana. Rabbi said, it's like when someone says about Talmid Chachamim, these rabbis, in a derogatory tone. That's also not apikoros. Papa ishtale, va'amar kigon hani rabbana ve'esi betanisa. One time Rapapa forgot, and he used that language, said, like these rabbis, and he sat in a fast, as tshuva, as repentance for saying this. Levi bar Shmuel, v'rav huna bar chia, havu ka metakde, mitbachos sifrei deve Rav Yehuda. So Levi bar Shmuel and Rav Huna bar Chia, so they were fixing the different mantelim of the sfarva of the house of Rav Yehuda. Kimatu Megillas Esther, when they reached Megillas Esther, they want to know, does this require a mitpachas? Does this require a mantel? Amri, they said, ha Megillas Esther lo by mitpachas. They said, Megillas Esther does not require a mantel. Amar lahu, Rav Yehuda said to them, ki hai gavin nami mechzikya efkirusa. This also seems to be apikorsis when you denigrate Talmid Chacham, because you should have asked. You should have said, in a form of a question, does it require mitpachas? Does it require a mantle or not? Rav Nachman says, hakoris rabbi bishmo, if he calls his Rebbe by his name, then that is his Rebbe so-and-so, then that's also an apikoris. Amar Rav Yochanan, ma nenash gechazi. Why was gechazi punished? Bibnei Shekara l'rabo bishbo, because he called his Rebbe by his name. Shemar Zapasik says, Beyomar Gechazi, and Gechazi said, Adoni HaMelech, he said, my master, the king, Zos HaIsha v'zebeda Sher Hechya Elisha. This is the woman, and this is her son, that Elisha revived. So he referred to his Rebbe by his name, Elisha. So there are a lot of halachos when it comes to that apikoros. His shchita is a nevela. Shchita, you can't eat a shchita. Shulchan Aruch even writes that there's a mitzvah to kill him, or to see to it that he dies. Like if you see someone fell into a well, and there's a ladder in the well, so and he's an apikores, so you say, oh, I need to take my son from the ladder, from the roof, and take the ladder away, and then don't bring it back. Now again, nowadays. And the Rambam writes that you don't accept their tshuva as long as they're still in a state of apikorsis, their pasul edus. You shouldn't return a lost. You shouldn't return their lost object. Don't mourn over them. You burn their tefillin, their sifrei kodesh. You shouldn't heal from that. You shouldn't get healing from them when he uses an incantation. Don't answer amen to the bracha when they change the text. A lot of rules when it comes to apikores. Just want to be clear that nowadays. Most people are probably not an apikoros because no one really knows how to give tochacha nowadays. So most people will say that these rules really do not apply. The Ma'arik has a very important tshuva. In Ma'arik HaChadashim Siman Tes, he says that on the one hand, it seems that from our Gemara that someone, so first of all, he points out that it says Hamavaza Tamidei Chachamim. You're not pekoros if you disgrace Tamidei Chachamim, plural. So when he, why not one? Because when he says, when the Gemara says that it's, you're disgracing Talmid Chacham, it means that you do it all the time. It's only Baragibah Kach, not if you do it once. You do a Maaseh Issa, you do something wrong once, and then you lose your Olam Haba. No, it means only someone who's Ragil. And in fact, he brings a proof from the Rambam. Because the Rambam himself says that there are certain sins that are light sins, not such severe sins. And nevertheless, this is in the Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, he said, nevertheless, Chavim said that if you're kevan shehirgu bohem, once you're ruggle, you're used to them, you do them regularly, then elo chel glom haba. So then there's no portion in the worlds to come. So the point is that it's not you do it once. If this is your personality, it's who you are. You despise Tamil Chavim, you despise Torah, and that's what's going on. You're ruggle mashub chutzpah. And it's because of chutzpah, the mucha milsa, you demonstrate the mazalza bekavod Torah, you're denigrating the kavod Torah. And that's what we're talking about here. The Ein Eliyahu also says that it may not really be like again to embarrass someone in front of Talmid Chacham. That means you're not bikores. So either you could say again maybe like the Marik that you're a ragil bakach. So then maybe you lose your portion in the world to come. Ein Eliyahu understands that no, this is the first step to lead to hafkeirus and not bikores behavior. We're giving guidelines that if you start like this, then eventually you're going to throw away everything. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph that Kol Mavazes Chachamim Ein Lo Chek Lom Haba, anyone who disgraces the Chachamim do not have a portion of the world to come. Vehu Bichlal Ki Devar Hashem Baza. He's included in the individual who would be cut off because he disgraced the word of God. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Ches writes that there are three types of apikorsim. Someone who says there's no prophecy, and someone says that God cannot communicate with mankind, and someone who rejects the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, and someone who says that Hashem doesn't know the ma'aseh b'adam, the deeds of mankind. So Lecha Mishnah asks, "Well, wait a second. The Rambam here says this is, that it's very serious stuff. You don't believe in God in the relation. Then, of course, someone who doesn't believe in the relationship between God and mankind. However, our Gemara and Sanhedrin seems to have the much less severe infractions to result in someone being called Nabikorsis." So, the Lech Mishnah concludes that these types of behaviors in our Gemara, disgracing a Talmid Chacham, embarrassing someone in front of a Talmid Chacham, mocking and not respecting, he says the Chazal call them apikorsim, but why they're really, he says mipnei shehem mavo laapikorsus hamiti. These are, it's a gateway to real apikorsis. Real apikorsis is not believing in the relationship between God and the Jewish people, there's no communication. So if first step is rejecting the rabbis, disgracing the rabbis, rejecting the rabbis, and once you reject them, then eventually it will lead you to believe that God does not communicate with mankind in this world. So it's just really a gateway for the real apikorsis, which is the more serious fundamental principles of faith that one rejects. The Gemara continues and says, Yossi Rav Yirma v'kamei de Rav Zeira. Rav Yirma was sitting in front of Rav Zeira, v'yossi v'kamar. And Rav Zeira was darshaning, Asi v'kadosh baruch hu l'hotzi nachal v'beis kol tshei kadoshi v'olav kol minei megadim. In the future, Hashem is going to bring forth a spring, a brook from the kodesh hakadoshim. And through that, on the banks of the river, all different sweet fruits is going to grow. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Va'alnachi yalel." So, mizeh kol eitz b'achal, and on this river, this brook, on its edge, you have all different types of fruit trees are going to grow. Lo yibol lehu, the leaves won't wither. Lo yitam piryon, the fruits will not be gone. Le chadashav yivaker, every month there'll be new ripening fruit that'll be ripened. Kimei mami in a mikdash yem yaltim, because the waters are going from the mikdash. And its fruit will be for food, and its branches will be for medicine. Amaliyahu Saba Yishar. Ah, beautiful what you said. In the elderly sitra of Zera. V'chenamar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan also says like you. Only Rav Yirma le Rav Zera. Rav Yirma says to Rav Zera. Ki agav the mechzi apikorsis. Efkirusa. This seems like apikorsis. Why? Because he says, oh, Rav Yochanan says like you, as if he needs support. Amaliyah, nah. Hi, Sayyur Kamasailach. He's just simply coming to support my position. It's not Apikorsis. Elisha Mialach Hashmilach. But if you want to hear a story, something that's similar to Apikorsis, I'm going to tell you the following story. Kiha the Yasir Rav Yochanan Mikod Darish. The Rav Yochanan was sitting and he was darshaning, teaching. That in the future Hashem is going to bring about beautiful stones and jewels. Shehem Shloshim Al Shloshim Amos. The 30 Amos. And he's going to engrave a hollow out an area in these in the stones that's going to be 10 amos wide, Barum Esri amos, that's 20 amos high. Umamidam Bishar Yerushalayim, and he's going to place them by the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenema v'santi katkot shim shosaychu sharach lavnei ke'ekdach, that Hashem's going to make these windows. The windows that are called shim shosaych will be made of a beautiful stone called katkot, and the gates will be Hashem will hollow out the gates with the stone, this the stone, and create gates. So legally, I love time also Tabit Omar. So a student mocked Rabbi Yochanan and he said, "Hashda kabi also the tzitzla lo mashkechinon." Now he's willing to find a beautiful stone that's the size of a small chicken egg. Kulai lo mashkechinon. You're gonna find a stone that's so big, a beautiful stone, it's 30 by 30 amos. The yamim, after some time, Hifligu Svinaso Bayam, his boat got lost or was going in the sea. Chazinu Lamalach Yasharis, he saw these angels come and ask you, Avanim Tovus and Margolios, that they were carving out these beautiful stones that were 30 by 30 amos. Amalhu, he said to them, these angels, Hani Laman, what are these for? They said, Hashem's going to place these in the gates of Yerushalayim. When the student returned to the city, he saw Rav Yochanan was sitting and teaching. Omar Lei, Rabbi, Drosh, Elchan, Orle, Drosh. Continue teaching, Rabbi, and it's beautiful for you to teach. Just as you taught before, this is what I saw. Omar Lo, Rav Yochanan said to the student, Reka, foolish person, or empty person, man, someone who's empty from wisdom, Im Lo Ra'isa, Lo Amata. But if you didn't see it, you wouldn't believe me. You're mocking the words of the Chachamim. He looked at him. And the student turned into a pile of bones, means he died. The Gemara brings a question from a Braisa on the Drash of Yochanan. And I will lead you straight up, walking strong. Let's talk about in the future. From Pasuk from B'chukosai. But Mir says Masayim Amo, that in the future that we're going to be 200 amos high. Each person is going to be 200 amos tall. Kishtei Koma Shel Amarishon, like the height of Amarishon, because it's Koma Miyus, right? Plural. So two heights of Amarishon. You know Mir Me Amo. No, we're going to be 100 amos. Keneged Hechal, because of opposite to correspond to length of the Mikdash and the walls, which were 100 amos. Now as Pasuk Tashir Banina Kinti Megulim and Narem Ban Hashem Kesavias Mechutavos. So they did a whole math calculation that it's 100 amos. But in any case, question is, how can Rav Yochanan say that the gates of Yerushalayim are only going to be 20 amos high if we're going to be 200 amos high tall? So Kikam Rav Yochanan Lechavi Bezika. Now Rav Yochanan says Hashem is going to engrave these, hollow out these stones, beautiful stones, in 20 amos high. This refers to the windows where the sun, they are going to enter, but the gates themselves will be even higher.